11 minutes after 8 o'clock, good morning. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. And our regular Monday morning visitor here with us, Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC. How was your weekend, my friend?
You know, it was really good, Bill. Yeah, I had actually, a good time.
Did you get a chance to get to the summer celebration at all?
You know, I did not.
Yeah, me neither. We probably had different reasons. You have a life, and I have a busted foot.
So. right.
Yeah, maybe next year. So you can start us off with a Bible verse today, are you?
Yeah. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1 and 2 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." Psalm chapter 24, verse 1 and 2.
All righty. We're going to talk about life insurance today. And this is something I know a little bit about. 40 years ago, I was a licensed life insurance agent, eventually moved into health and casualty, I guess. I don't remember.
Right.
That was the 80s, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and I worked for a company called Combined, which is run by the world-famous W. Clement Stone. Remember
mm-hmm.
him?
Mm-hmm.
Him and Napoleon Hill, that whole think and grow rich
yeah.
thing. And the thing I remember most about it, and I don't want to disparage that company or any the industry in general, but what I remember about the two-week classroom training I went to, it was on how to memorize your script, how to memorize the spiel so you could fool people into
right.
buying these minuscule little whole life policies.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually went to MetLife, and I found that to be a far more reputable company to work for, but I know a little bit about whole life. I know a little bit about term life. You say there's something called universal life now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it when you're talking to somebody who thinks that he or she knows about life insurance that they don't really and they should?
Yeah. So many times we think of life insurance as for maybe final expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes we think of it as family protection. If a husband dies and he has kids at home and it's a sort of income replacement to provide for his income that he can no longer provide. But there's other uses for life insurance. One is for if you have a married couple and they're on Social Security and one of them dies,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be one paycheck left.
Right.
And things don't automatically downsize. Their electric bill doesn't automatically
go
down.
No, they don't care.
No.
Yeah.
The water bill is going to be pretty much the same.
You're only using half the water now. Deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right. But the bills continue like a two-person home, and it's a one-person income
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
And so Social Security, we've found it to be used as a Social Security income replacement program where you can set up a plan now while there's a two-income home, and when upon the death of a spouse,
right.
that several years of Social Security checks can be provided in a lump sum that can allow the surviving spouse to maintain their lifestyle, maintain their home without having to move, without having to downsize, without having a dramatic change in their household, you know,
the whole
experience,
yeah.
And so this is one reason that life insurance has been used that maybe people don't really think about. Another way that life insurance has been maybe hasn't been viewed as is a lot of times we promote life insurance for somebody that's in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s for income replacement, family protection, and that there's an added element to life insurance. Used to, life insurance was only good if you died.
Right.
You had to die for it to be worth anything.
Yeah. I remember one of my ex-girlfriends told me that if I got on if I got myself insured after we got married, I'd be worth two or more dead than alive.
Right.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah. Right. Well, the more modern life insurance has what's called living benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And this will pay out, the one that we're most familiar with, will pay up to 90%. So if you have $1 million life insurance policy and maybe a husband gets into a car wreck, mm-hmm. loses the use of his limbs. Maybe he is, maybe gets cancer, has a heart attack or a stroke, but he's going to stick around.
Right.
He's not going anywhere.
He's not in a big hurry to shuffle off the mortal coil.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What do you do then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, modern life insurance policies, and not all of them, but the ones that we recommend, have what's called living benefits. Mm-hmm. And so up to 90% of that amount can be forwarded to the insured while he's still alive to help with all of those added expenses mm-hmm. and continuing expenses that maybe he can no longer be able to work for and that he used to be able to. And so what's incredible is the cost, the price for living benefits is minuscule.
Right.
It's really compared, it's a term policy, like a 20-year term mm-hmm. is what we most commonly do. But the cost for those living benefits is so extremely low, it's just unbelievable.
And it seems like a sea change in the marketing of life insurance. Because I remember the whole shtick was, if something happens to you, what's going to happen to your family? And you see the TV commercial where you've like got like this big family photo and there's dad standing in the back. All of a sudden, dad slowly fades and everybody's smiles turns into frowns because dad's not there anymore. There's this one where the girl is like dressed in her graduation outfit, but then that fades and she's wearing a fry cook outfit.
Okay.
And I told you this story before. Yeah. A guy who was training me when I worked for Combined, he kept a little toy casket in his pocket. And when the client, or the Mark, as I called him, was dithering on whether or not to buy this little $300 life insurance policy, he'd pull out the casket and put it on the table. See? This is what's waiting for you.
That's not the way to
do
it.
No, it's not the way to do it.
No, it's not. We can be realistic without being dramatic mm-hmm. or without being overly.
Without appealing to the fear factor.
Yeah.
Appeal to the common sense, the logic, the reason to have something like this.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So Social Security Income Replacement Plan is a popular way to help fill that gap when a spouse dies and the surviving spouse is trying to figure out how to make it. Or for a family who maybe dad is injured but is still going to be with us and
right.
is no longer able to work like he used to, this can pay out money to be able to maybe keep their home
mm-hmm.
and just keep their lifestyle like they had.
Right.
And so there's some, life insurance has some really good benefits, really good place in society.
And if you need to have it explained to you by somebody who's not just out for your wallet, they're not just trying to get that commission. They're concerned with your well-being and protecting your family. And I know where you can find guys like that. They're at Skank Insurance LLC. Why don't we take a quick break, Charles, and we'll come back and touch on whatever else you have there for us this morning on a Monday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. After 8:20, it's Monday morning. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Our guest, our friend Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC. And I was just telling him my favorite life insurance commercial. If you watch the TV channels I watch
mm-hmm.
that are geared to old guys like me, you know, mm-hmm. like Me TV, they show these shows from the 60s and 70s and 80s. They know their audience. So my favorite one now is where this is elderly woman laying in a hospital bed. And she's got her kids sitting at the foot of the bed. And they're like, "We're so glad you didn't die, Mom." And Mom's like, "I'm glad I didn't die too, kids. But at least I'm comforted in knowing that when my time does come, you won't have to pay my final expenses." And that's just, you're talking about ways to look at life insurance that go beyond and above that whole making sure that that Mom doesn't go into the pauper's field.
Right.
There are other things, other benefits with life insurance that you want our listeners to know about.
Yeah, that's true. So another use for life insurance is, let's say there's a farmer and they have two kids
mm-hmm.
and the son is sticking with the farm and the farm is his
right.
when Mom and Dad pass on.
Right.
But the daughter moved to town.
Mm-hmm.
And she's no longer on the farm.
We always talk about her.
Yeah. And
Farm living is not good enough for her.
No. And so things are unequal.
Mm-hmm.
The son has his inheritance coming to him.
Right.
But the daughter, what does she have? She's mm-hmm. sort of empty-handed. And so what a farmer can do is to buy life insurance. And you can actually buy what's called a last to die policy.
Okay.
So it's a policy where it's on two lives. It's on mom and dad both. And when mom and dad both are gone, and they both have to be gone for the policy to pay out.
Right.
Then maybe she can get $1 million or $500,000 or whatever the amount is. And son can get the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets money and he gets the farm. And they both sort of get what they want because she doesn't want the farm. And she can't. And he wants the farm. Only one person can really have it if you split it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's one use of life insurance to help what we call even up an estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a popular way to use life insurance. Another way that we use rather frequently is key man life insurance.
Okay, what's that?
And this is for a business owner who has an employee who...
You rely on him for everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a valuable employee. Mm. And it's called a key man. And so you can buy a key man policy on that employee. You as the business owner are the beneficiary. And if something were to happen to that employee, you could have an amount of money
mm-hmm.
and that you establish in that policy. And it would make the loss of that employee not as terrible or tragic of a loss that the business could not sustain
right.
any longer. It would give the business options to make it in the absence of that employee.
Right.
So key man life insurance, ways to even up an estate, living benefits of life insurance, Social Security replacement income. Those are four big ways that life insurance is used in today's world to keep the world spinning.
Definitely a good idea. Especially if you've got a business and you really are relying on that one employee, you don't want that the loss of that employee to mean you're out of business.
That's right.
I don't know what it is about, like car insurance, for instance. Have mm-hmm. you noticed? I've noticed this, that all of a sudden, all the car insurance ads have to be funny. Nobody ever wants to just talk about the benefits of the automobile insurance, why you should have so much liability and collision and comprehensive and... pet protection and all of those. You got your emus, you got your geckos, you got your women wearing the bakery outfits, and everything's just got to be funny. I've noticed that one, I can't think of the name of the company. I don't even think they run this ad anymore, but they've taken it to a macabre level. Guy comes in and says, "Honey, I just got signed up for that big life insurance policy." She says, "That's nice, dear." All of a sudden, he steps on a tripwire, and an arrow just barely misses his head. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah. And then the small print at the bottom of the screen that says, notice that intentionally murdering somebody will void the terms of this policy. So I just don't understand why they just got to go to humor instead of just telling us about the benefits of this policy.
Well, car insurance is a commodity product.
Ain't it just?
You know,
yeah.
And it's you start buying it almost when you're 18 or so. And you buy it for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And so they have to differentiate themselves with humor and mm-hmm. something funny.
Yeah. Well, to me, they all kind of blend together.
Yeah.
You know, it's the funny, like, ha-ha commercials.
Right, right. Now they're going to start being serious to stand out, right?
Exactly. So how do folks find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We're also right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number in Independence is 620-331-8800. If you'd like to receive our newsletter.
How's that going, by the way? You're getting a lot
it's
of...
It's going good.
Excellent.
It's going good. Yeah. Text your name and your email address to 620-331-8800, and we'll put you on the list to receive our update.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the phone number here in Coffeyville is 620-236-6930.
Okay. How's Gary doing?
He's doing well.
Excellent. Miss seeing him.
Yeah.
Just bring him in from now on then.
I will.
Just so we can like throw him back in the mix.
Right.
Don't want him to get in radio shy or anything
right,
like
exactly.
that. All right, Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Love visiting with you. I always feel like we're a little bit smarter about these things after we visit. And so thanks for sharing that with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.